Plant breeders, Northwest chefs, and farmers are co-developing innovative new vegetables and grains. Correspondent Tom Bonsi dropped in on a tasting party in Portland Monday night to see what's cooking.
Breeders and farmers brought in the best of this year's field trials, such as a very purple corn, improved carrots, a tamed wild tuber called groundnut, and more flavorful parsley. The growers were paired with chefs such as Portland's Nora Antini. She whipped up a delectable parsley-flavored Italian ice to show off the difference.
The flavor, it's really strong and it's really aromatic. So it just has a lot more like floral notes than other parsleys, I'd say, and just more intense.
The Oregon-based Culinary Breeding Network puts on this annual tasting party. Director Lane Selman says the idea is to bring more people into the conversation about which seeds and traits to commercialize.
These decisions are largely made alone or with a very small farm crew.
The plant breeding on display at this showcase does not use genetic engineering, just conventional techniques of cross-pollinating related plants and selecting for desired traits. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.